AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says Iran's seizure of a British flag tanker in the Strait of Hormuz violates international law.
We're not looking at military options. We are looking at a diplomatic way to resolve the situation. But we are very clear that it must be resolved. Freedom of navigation in the Gulf is absolutely essential.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard seized the British tanker and stopped a Liberian flag vessel today. Iran has stepped up its provocative action since President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal. AP's Ed Donahue has this on President Trump's reaction.
The president says he was right.
This only goes to show what I'm saying about Iran. Trouble. Nothing but trouble.
Tensions with Iran have been rising since May when the U.S. sent an aircraft carrier and additional troops to the Persian Gulf, citing unspecified threats. The U.S. has imposed more sanctions on Iran after getting out of the 2015 nuclear deal.
A lot of bad things are happening to them, and it's very easy to straighten out, or it's very easy for us to make it a lot worse.
The president says there will be talks with Britain about the unfolding crisis. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Trump has also kept up his criticism of Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar and three other first-term House Democrats.
Well, they call our country garbage. I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I don't know if it's good or bad. I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country. Not when I'm the president.
Omar tells supporters in Minnesota,
we are going to continue to be a nightmare to this president.
Much of the country is baking under a triple-digit heat wave. Air conditioning technician was found dead yesterday evening in the attic of a Phoenix home where it was 107. Former New York Giants offensive lineman Mitch Petraeus died yesterday of heat stroke. This is AP Radio News. A strong earthquake centered northwest of Athens shook Greece, causing frightened people to run into the capital street and damaging several buildings. Irish tourist Claire Armstrong is in Athens with her family.
We were sitting outside McDonald's at a table having our lunch, and suddenly it started to rumble, and then there was a big shaking and people started coming out of the buildings around us, think they were being evacuated. So I found it quite exciting because it was relatively small. I think my daughter got a little bit worried about it, thought it was scary.
Firefighters checked for people trapped in elevators amid power outages after the brief but jolting quake. Hundreds of protesters trying to stop construction of a giant telescope on land some consider sacred continued to gather at the base of Hawaii's tallest mountain. Protesters have been bracing for law enforcement to show up in force. There have been protests in other parts of Hawaii, including in the capital city of Honolulu. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.